Let me now explain briefly the task you will have to perform, the type of subjects for which the test was designed, and the material organization. All that will be followed by complete, detailed instructions. This test starts with a brisk walk at a preset speed of 8.5 kilometers per hour, or 5 miles per hour. The speed is slowly and progressively increased by 0.5 kilometers per hour every minute. So you run faster and faster, back and forth, on a 20-meter course. The objective of the test is to follow the progressively increased pace as long as possible. It thus requires maximal effort from you, particularly toward the end of the test. By the way, the fitter you are, the longer the test is. Running pace is adjusted with a pre-recorded tape. At every sound signal, you must reach the 20-meter line, reverse direction, and reach the other line in time. Do not make a large turn, rather pivot on crossing or touching the line. When the runner can no longer keep pace, that is, missing the line by two steps more than once, the last number that is heard is their stage level. This stage level equates to the raw score. In order to obtain your maximum aerobic power in METs, one has to convert the stage number according to age using Table 1. The stage speed in kilometers per hour is also given in Table 1. Your MET is a unit of expression of your maximal aerobic power. One MET is equivalent to your resting energy requirement, and a person with a 10 MET score means that he has increased 10 times his resting metabolic level. Good endurance athletes can reach 16 to 20 METs. The test was designed for healthy children and adults of both sexes. Validation studies and norms are included. This test is unique in that it is the only field test which allows for the prediction of maximal aerobic power in children of any age as well as adults using the same protocol. People with diseases or injuries, particularly with cardiovascular diseases or knee injuries, should avoid this test, consult their physician, or at least analyze their health status with a medical questionnaire such as the PAR-Q or its equivalent. Even healthy people are advised to fill such a pre-test questionnaire. For healthy subjects, the risks in performing a maximal progressive test are low. Still, a cardiovascular accident is an extremely remote possibility, as in any vigorous athletic activity. You must be aware of that and take the test at your own risk. If you have any doubts about your health status, we strongly suggest you seek medical advice before performing the test. You must be sure to understand properly the shuttle run instructions and risks of testing. All you need to perform the test is a non-slippery, calibrated 20-meter course, and yourself in good condition. Ensure that there is no eating 2 hours before the test, no heavy intake of fluids 15 minutes before the test, adequate gym clothes and shoes, no heavy exercise the day before the test, no alcohol or drug consumption. Consult your doctor if medications are taken. No cigarettes at least 1 hour before the test. No testing in very hot and humid temperature. You are now ready for the complete detailed instructions for the 20-meter shuttle run test with 1 minute stages. This test is an index of your maximal aerobic power. Running speed is regulated by signals at regular intervals. You adjust your speed yourself by touching the 20-meter line and returning to the other line in time for the next signal. Being two steps behind on one lap is permitted. The test ends when you are two steps or more behind on two successive laps. The test starts with a brisk walk at 8.5 kilometers per hour, and the speed is increased slowly and progressively by 0.5 kilometers per hour every minute. The purpose of the test is to follow the standardized pace as long as possible. The test is finished when the subject is unable to follow the standard pace. The last number called out on the tape must then be remembered, since it is your score. Don't forget it. The test duration depends on your physical fitness. The better you are, the longer it is. In summary, the test is maximal and progressive, easy at the beginning, but growing more difficult toward the end. In preparation for the starting instructions, follow these instructions. 1. Make sure you have a 20-meter calibrated course. 2. Make sure that everyone can hear the signal at both ends of the course. 3. Prepare to take the test. And good luck.